Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5, Chapter 4, Paragraph 11. Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph, talking about doing Torah even in a poverty. Rabbi Yonasan says, Kol Mekayim is a Torah Me'oni, whoever fulfills the Torah despite poverty, so Mekayim Me'osher will ultimately fulfill it in wealth. Learn the Torah, do the Torah, even if it's difficult, even if it's hard, even if you don't have money, even if you don't have time. Hashem will make sure to get you the money, to get you the time, to get you the ability. Kol Mevatla is a Torah Me'osher, so Levatla Me'oni. Whoever neglects the Torah because of wealth will ultimately neglect it in poverty. Hashem will make sure to either give you the time and money or take away the time and money. Make sure to learn the Torah, be involved in the Torah, involve yourself in the Torah as much as you can, even if you don't have much time, even if you don't have much money, even if you don't have much ability and it's hard for you, do what you can. You don't have to learn 100 hours a day. Just learn a little bit. Kavat de'itim la'Torah, we're going to be asked after 120. Not how many hours you learn, but did you learn every day? Did you try to learn? Did you set aside permanence to your days to learn? So learn despite if you have financial troubles, learn despite if it's difficult for you mentally, learn despite even if it's difficult time-wise, and then it'll come to you, Hashem will help you out. The Sfarah points out, and here's the commentator with Rabbi Pelkow, says in the notes, whoever fulfills the Torah despite poverty will ultimately fulfill in wealth. That is written in Deuteronomy, in order to afflict you, in order to test you, to do good for you in your end, meaning that because Israel fulfilled the Torah in poverty, they were deemed worthy to do so in wealth, in keeping with divine judgment, which is Midah Keneged Midah, measure for measure. Conversely, he who neglects and nullifies Torah when he is wealthy will ultimately do so in poverty, as it is written, Tachas asher lo avadas Hashem erov kol ve'avadas esayvecho v'choser kol. Because you did not serve Hashem when everything was abundant, so you shall serve your enemies without anything. If you push yourself to do for others, especially when it's hard, especially when it's difficult, especially when it is seemingly very tedious, seemingly very hard to figure it out in your day, Hashem will get it back to you. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will make sure it comes back to you. Even if it's hard for you when you're cooking for your kids, you cook for someone else, Hashem will get it back to you. That's why I'm so keen on cooking for others as much as I can. When they have a child or low, they know they have a loss. Even though I have to cook for my family, I try to cook for others. Even though I want to keep all the books for myself, I try to give to others. Hashem will get it back to you. Hashem will take care of you. You give to others, Hashem will get it back to you. Obviously, don't break the bank. Don't lose out all on your own stuff and lose out on taking care of your own family, but Hashem will get it back to you. The Mishnah teaches us, if you do so, when you're poor, Hashem will make sure you will do so when you are rich, and Hashem will make sure you're becoming rich. Hashem sees you struggling. Hashem sees you pushing. Daf Yomi Gemara is very hard for me, but I try every day, so hopefully Hashem will give me the Siyata Deshmayam to be able to do so. You have to push yourself a little bit, and Hashem will make sure it comes back to you. Hashem will make sure that a little bit, you push yourself every day, a little out of your comfort zone. Hashem will make sure to go, quote-unquote, out of his comfort zone and come back to you. It's Midah Keneged Midah, measure for measure. You push yourself, Hashem will push things for you. You propel yourself, Hashem will propel things for you. Hashem will make sure that you're involved and take care of you as much as possible. But God forbid you're rich and you don't push yourself, then Hashem says, you're not pushing yourself, I'm going to take it away from you. I'm not going to push myself for you. I'm not going to let it come to you. So remember, even if it's hard, even if it's difficult, even if it requires a lot of effort and a lot of time on your part, if you push yourself, Hashem will get it back for you. If you build it, they will come. If you push and you try, Hashem will make sure to get back to you. So do what you can, even in poverty in any aspect, whether time, effort, money, or the like, and Hashem will make sure it comes to you, hopefully God willing, in wealth, may it soon be for all of us speedily in our days. Join us next time. Actually, let's add a little bit, because we want to make sure to know that the notes say a person in this life wants to make sure to know that they will be doing it despite poverty. Actually, we did the notes in general. Remember to keep at it, to keep fulfilling. Sorry about the glab over there. But fulfill it, even despite poverty, and make sure it'll be fulfilled in wealth. Hopefully, that will speedily in our days. Hopefully, and may that day be today. This has been the TTPA, and I am your host, Tommy.